we are holding, and we are holding on Lamed Aleph, third line. Itmar, Umar says, we had a discussion of Amiroi.
So we're
going to continue talking about dinim of pigul, but particularly we're going to talk about this that we mentioned in the Mishnah, that you have cases where you can have the korban is possible and therefore not pigul. Cases where it's pigul and only pigul, not possible. We have Rabbi Yehuda saying it depends on the order. But we did say in the Mishnah that if you had in mind a half kezayis, to eat a half a kezayis, to burn a half a kezayis. We had the case in the Mishnah also where you had chassi zayis lamacher. So we said it's not possible. So now we're going to be discussing that.
So far, we've never had a case where it's pigul and possible.
No, because it can't be. Either
can't
way.
Be.
Right. So it's not. Chassi zayis chutz mane, chassi zayis chutz mekayme, chassi zayis chutz mane. Suppose that he had in mind as follows. Doing one or more of the avodas. Half a kezayis he finds he chutz mane. Which fine, a half a kezayis is not enough to make it pigul, you need a whole kezayis. Chassi zayis chutz mekayme, then he has in mind for the next half a kezayis that he's going to eat a chutz mekayme, which okay, again, that's not enough, those two things can combine together to make it possible at that point, because you have a complete kezayis, but not pigul. But then, chassi zayis chutz mane, then he has in mind another half a kezayis chutz mane. So does that last half kezayis combine with the first?
One second. If once it's possible,
that's what we have to figure out. I know what you're going to ask. That's what we have to ask. Omar Rava vayikas kiyoshim hapigul. So Rava says the pigul awoke as if it was sleeping. In other words, which actually he's taking a lashon hapasuk vayikas kiyoshim Hashem and using it on pigul. So it's an interesting point that I mentioned it before on the WhatsApp. That we're going to be discussing is an interesting point that Achronim bring up the question, what is the propriety of taking terms and then praises in particular of Hashem and using them to refer to human beings? For example, Rabbi Yaakov Emden writes in one of his Shailos HaTshuva. He described how at one point the Rabbi Lazar Rekeach, the Rav of Amsterdam, some time before him, he was very popular among the Jews in the city and Lahabdal among the Goyim as well. In fact, there were a number of things they did regarding him that ended up being controversial among the Achronim. One of them is they minted a medal with a depiction of his face, the Goyim, which led, or I think it was the Goyim, it may have been the Jews, I don't remember, which leads to a question about the propriety of making surahs to people, which we learned about in Avodah Zarah. Another thing, though, that they put up a banner in it.
It's okay as long as you don't use it.
No. So we said it depends really whether it's a full face, where then there's more of a problem versus just a profile, then there's less of an issue. Anyway, another thing that they did also in his honor is they put up a banner welcoming him as the great Rav who is Eila Mikol Berchata, greater, higher than all the brachas, which is a term that we use in Kaddish about Hashem. Yeah. So the Rabbi Yaakov Emden is very upset about that. You know, the pastors, the Jews, put that up. But so Rabbi Yaakov Emden talks about in one of his trials of Trovus, is it really proper to do that? That's a term that's supposed to be used for Hashem. Yeah. So I think there's sort of something similar. Chizon mentioned something even more so, where at one point somebody was writing a letter concerning, or maybe two, I don't remember, some nobleman or whatever, and used the expression of him, Kael Melech Yosheva Kisei Rachman. Now they put the word kale with two ticks between it, as if to say they don't mean kale as in Hashem. They're using kale in the other sense of the powerful one, because the word kale, the word Aleph Lamed has that meaning. Also, it means powerful in many places in Tanakh. But nevertheless, right. So the point is right. How are you using terms like that on a boss of a job? So some Achronim talk about that maybe there is less of an issue when you're doing it regarding a tzaddik, like for example, Rabbi Lazar Rekeach, because we know we find that Hashem asks us to give great kavod and great yirah to the Chachamim. So therefore, maybe it's less of an issue than in that case, the same way we actually find in the Zohar. We have the same expression, man tnei ha'avin dorash bi. That's when we say that we have to appear in the face, before the face of Hashem. Who is the face of Hashem? Is it Shimon Bar Yochai? So we see that there is room to argue that this kind of terminology can be used about a tzaddik, not about a nobleman, maybe. So the one that Chida mentioned.
That Hashem has never been and will never be revealed.
Obviously, but nevertheless, the Zohar uses the expression man pnei adam dorash bi. So therefore, we see the
figurative.
No, is it necessarily figurative? Maybe, maybe not. I don't know. So, okay, obviously it doesn't mean literal or less, but I mean, in other words, the point is that we're still using the expression. We're still using an expression referring to Hashem and the Prophet, and using it to refer to the tzaddik rash bi. So therefore, so maybe, and some of the Achronim also bring our Gemara over here. We see that we take a pasuk referring to Hashem and transform it into a pasuk referring to Pigle. However, Rabbi Yaakov Emden says that one's not a very good proof, because the fact is the pasuk by Yekas Kiyoshin Hashem is not a praise of Hashem. And when you get right down to it, it's not really talking about Hashem himself anyway. Literally, it means Hashem awoke like someone sleeping. So in context, it's talking about like how the Plishtim had conquered most of Israel and destroyed the Mishkan and so forth, and then Hashem, so to speak, awoke like as if he had been sleeping all this time and punished them and then saved the Jewish people from them. But no, it's a similar idea, I guess, but whatever. The point is that, first of all, Vayikas Kiyosh and Hashem, or the act of them did point out, is not, after all, praise of Hashem. Second of all, when you get down to it, it's not talking about Asmus and Mahos of Hashem himself, because Hashem doesn't sleep anyway. Only a figurative expression. So therefore, there's more room to use it, but not necessarily expressions like La'ilam Mikabu Chasa and Kerma L'Chash V'Akutadah, or whatever. Okay. So the point is there is quite a bit of discussion about that. All right. Anyway, getting back to the primary topic over here of the Gemara, not just the expression, but the actual, what does Rava mean by that? In other words, what it comes out is you have to begin with a half a kezayis with a thought of kibul, with a thought of chutzus manai. Now it's able to combine with that later half kezayis, even though in between there was a half a kezayis of psul, and you would think once it became possible it's not able to become kibul. No, what actually happens is, sort of, but we still say that it combines together. Near Mishnase, it wakes up from its sleep and is able to combine together with the first half kezayis. Tosfos actually points out that The usual expression for that in Shas would be mosam minas mina even neir, that the one item found the other thing of the same type and woke up again. The Gemara mentions this, in, for example, in connection with the halachas of harubis, in connection with trace of food getting mixed in with kosher of food. It comes up in Hilchos Pesach, but here the Gemara is not using that expression. The Tosfos says evidently it's not the same kind of thing. Now Tosfos doesn't elaborate why not. Why isn't it mosam minas mina even neir? Mosam minas mina veneer would be, for example, you have, it comes up in Hilchos Pesach, if you have a certain amount of hummus, let's say, gets mixed into food, before Pesach, where it can be bottled. Later on, you have more hummus mixed in there, then we say mosam minas mina veneer, that's what found the original thing that was there, and therefore it wakes up. It's like as if it was dormant, as if it was suspended all this time, unable to make the dish.
Specifically,
no, the point is, and that's the point, though, up until this point it was bottled, but now that there's more of the same kind of thing, that's the point, that's the concept of muslim in a veneer. However, Tosfos says that here we're not doing that. Here it's evidently a different thing, which in fact what Yaakov Emden also says in his tradition here on Shas, that evidently that's why Rava had to use a special expression over here by Yikas Kiyoshin HaPigol, rather than just using the usual expression muslim in a veneer. Now Tosfos doesn't elaborate what the difference is. A couple of Achronim talk about various possibilities, including one of them being that Mosam Minas Minoy is relevant when you're talking about two different substances. Chametz in other food, meat in milk, or vice versa, or whatever. Here it's all the same substance, it's just different from Machshava. You can't really call it Mosam Minas Minoy as if like there's the same min when it's all the same min all the time. Another explanation is also that when it comes, let's say, to chametz versus not, you can't say there's no other iser being involved over there. It's either chametz or it isn't. You can't say so it was bottle and now it's becoming unbottled. Over here, you have sort of another iser that temporarily overrides it because it becomes bottle for the time being after the second half of the day. Therefore, you can't really speak of it as matzah minas minoy. You have to rather speak of it as vayikas kiyoshin
hapigul.
That's the point. In other words, as opposed to with chametz, that's the point. As opposed to with chametz, for example, there's no other iser that overrides it here. There is another iser overriding it, and then we're saying that nevertheless, we're overriding that second iser and going back to the first one.
And because we're overriding it, it seems to be that the second iser of the pigul is, in a way, stronger than possible, but it makes sense.
Maybe, but that's not the point. The point is that, I mean, it would be the other way around also, Bapashkas, if it would be, if you had Chatzizayis Chutzul Mekoyme, and then Chatzizayis Chutzul Zmano, and then Chatzizayis Chutzul Mekoyme, it would also be possible. And you would also say that this combines together and
I
becomes false.
That Hassel would override Tegel,
but here you can also see that Tegel can override because of you to begin with. You only had a half a kazayas of each one. So therefore, now that you have one complete kazayas of Tegel, then Rava says they're able to combine together. Rava says that now that we have a complete kazayas of Tegel over there, so we take away the stool and go back to being and going back to being Tegel. The half a kazayas of stool is not as strong as a kazayas of Tegel. Exactly, half a kazayas is not as strong as a kazayas.
It goes like constantly.
Yeah. So that's wrong.
Although we said that half a kazayas of stool is enough to puzzle the whole problem.
No, we didn't. If it was only a half of, if he only had in mind half a kazayas of puzzle, it wouldn't become puzzle.
So we need a whole.
You need a whole kazayas of something. It can be a half a kazayas of one, a half a kazayas of the other. But you can, and then it can become puzzle. You can have two half kazayasim can combine together to make one complete kazayas. But you do have to have in mind a complete kazayas with machsheves psul or machsheves tigel or both.
So if he wanted to become
it was only provisionally possible because we had half of one, half of the other, and now Rava says now that we have another half of Kazayas Tigel, then it goes back to being Tigel. The half of Kazayas of Possel gets set aside, and then when we're left with Kazayas of Tigel. Whereas Rav Hamnuna says it amounts to a combination of machshavas. Once you have that it became Possel, then it can't become unpossel and therefore Tigel. But Amar Rava Manam Minala. So Rava says, where do I get my idea that after it became possible, it's able to become unpossible and therefore to become Pigle, that we will set aside the half kazayas of Chutzal Mekayim, right? It's not, because we learn in a Mishnah in Paris, Kabeitza Oichol Rishon Kabeitza Oichol Sheni. If you have a Kabeitza of food which is a Rishon Latruma, and a Kabeitza of food which is Sheni Latruma, Shablolon Zebazet, where you mix them together, then that food becomes Rishon. All of it becomes a Rishon because you have a Kabeitza over there, of Rishon Matoma, of a Rishon, and therefore it's a Rishon. Anything else, that any other food that it touches, will become a Shein. Chilkon, then continues the Mishnah, if you divided it, so after you mixed it together, you divided it back into two Kabeitza-sized pieces, Zesheni v'Zesheni. Each one now is only a Sheni because neither one has a complete Kabeitza of the Rishon. So in other words, the din is going to be, as we're going to say later on, that if you were to mix together a half Kazayas of Rishon and a half Kazayas of Sheni, the din is it would become a Sheni because you go according to the more lenient one. So here, effectively, that's what you have because each one Kabeitza now contains a half a kabeitza from, contains a half a kabeitza of the Rishon, a half a kabeitza of the Sheni, therefore it becomes a Sheni.
But in our case...
Wait. Ha chazer v'irvan. So far the Mishnah. So Rava deduces from that. Now, what were to happen if then after you divide them, you were to mix them up again? So in other words, you had they were originally separate, a Rishon and a Sheni. Then you mix them together. And we said that... What do you mean? You have
pieces of meat.
Who says we're talking about meat? Two things of food that were mixed together. You have, let's say, for example, it could be two cups of flour, for example, or it could be whatever it is. It could be two boxes of apples, whatever. I don't know. So again, like this. So you started out with a kabeitza of Rishon and a kabeitza of Sheni. You blended them together, so now they all become Rishon. You divide them, now they both become Sheni. Thus far the mission. Says Rava, ha chazer v'irvan. Evidently, the implication is then that if afterwards, after they both were divided and they're each one considered Sheni, if you were to blend them again together, then they would be a Rishon again.
Let me ask you a question.
Wait. Before you ask me a question.
It's not about this, but when you blend a Rishon with a Sheni, the whole thing becomes Rishon, doesn't it?
That's what we just said. When you have, as long as you have a Kabeitza of each one, yes.
If you have
a Kabeitza of each one, then yes, it becomes a Rishon. That's
so
what we just said.
So what's the point of separating them?
If you separated them after, what do you mean, what's the point of separating them? You have, let's say, a cup of flour that was Rishon, a cup of flour that was Sheni, you blended them together, now the whole thing is a Rishon. Now, when you separate them, when you divide it back into two cups, each one is going to be a Sheni, because neither cup now contains the full Kabeitza of the Rishon. Each one contains part of a Kabeitza of Rishon, part of a Kabeitza of Sheni, and therefore it becomes a Sheni. Because that's the din to begin with. If you mix less than a kabeitza of Rishon and less than a kabeitza of Sheni, then it becomes
a Sheni.
Yeah. matter of fact, the same thing would also hold true if you had, let's say, Rishon and Shlishi that were combined. Yeah, Shlishi is only relevant as far as Truma, but still, yeah. Okay. So, so Rava says we can deduce from that if you were to mix together these two cups of flour, then they would become Rishon again. Mimai, and where do we see that? Midkatani Sefer. We know that because the continuation of that Mishnah goes as follows. Nuffle Zeba Asma the Zeba Asma al Kikoshul Truma. If now you had, after you divided it, and we said each cup of flour is now considered a Sheni Truma, if now each, if either one individually fell onto a loaf of bread of Truma, Saluva, then they would make it possible, because when it comes to Truma, you can go as far as Shlishi. In general, in Hilchos Tumah V'Tahara, we use the expression tame when something is able to make something else become tame. When it itself is tame, but it can't transmit any further tumah, we call it posel. Now, when it comes to cholin, you only go as far as shame. But with cholin, it's not really relevant to talk about, within cholin itself, it's not really relevant to talk about whether it's tame or not, because this was in the Rambam in Shlosha Prakam a day or two ago, that you're allowed to eat cholin food that's tame. There's no issue with it. The Chassidim HaRishonim would be careful about that, but you don't have to. And on the other hand, truma, you're not allowed to eat when it's tame. And truma, it goes as far as shlishi. So if you have cholin food which is shady, touches truma food, then it makes it a shlishi. Therefore now, if either of these individual cups of flour, let's say, fell onto a loaf of bread of truma, they would make it a shlishi. They would make it salua, they would make it posel, meaning a shlishi, and it's called posel because a shlishi, there's no such thing as revi.
Truma makes it posel.
Right, but the point is, though, only as far as it can go. In other words, when it comes to truma, when it comes to truma, we call rishon and sheni, we call it tame, because they're capable of making something else tame. When it comes to shlishi, we call it posel, you're still not allowed to eat it. But we use the terminology posel because if that shlishi food touches some other food of truma, nothing will happen. That other food is still mutter tea. So we're saying, as opposed to tame, meaning that it will make the next thing tame as well, right? Okay. So again, so we said if either one of these cups of flour fell individually onto a loaf of bread of truma, then they'll make it posel. They'll make it a shlishi. On the other hand, continues the mission, but if both of them fell on it together, or not even together, Rashi says, let's say, for example, one of them fell, and before you had a chance to remove it, the other one fell, then they make it a sheni, which is not only possible, but tame, it can be tame, a shlishi. The point being, in other words, that we see that combining them together makes them a rishon again. So therefore, Rava says, in other words, that's the case of matan minas minay v'nir. That even though you have, when they were divided, they each became a sheni because you didn't have a complete kezias of rishon over there, but now when you blended them back together, you have a complete kebesa of rishon over there. So even though it was bottle and the sheni, now it becomes unbottle. By the same logic, Rava says, that here the pigle was bottle in the chutzlas mane was bottle in the chutzlas mane, right? But now it's unbottle because now it has another half of kezias to combine with. There's no reason to say that not. Unless we have a reason to say that not, then we should. Okay, Tosfos asked the question, and actually it's not really the same thing, because the difference is, when he's at the point when he says, Chatzi Zayis Chutz L'Mekoyma and Chatzi Zayis Chutz L'Mano, at that point, the korban is already possible. So you can argue that you can't take away the stool and make it piggle. Here you have it, that's what I'm learning is holding. Here you have, okay, it becomes a sheni, not because it's really bottle, but just because there's not enough of there to be metamic. So Tosfos acts that it's not, doesn't seem to be the same thing, but still, Rava considers that they're similar enough that we see that something is bottle and then unbottle, and the same thing over here, the pigle, the chutzlas mano, should be bottle and then unbottle.
It's not the same principle as tumah.
That's what Tosfos is pointing out. On the face of it, it's not the same thing, because here the korban is already possible, but nevertheless, if you look at it from the point of view of the possibleness of the korban, yeah, if you look at it from the point of view of the bittul, then it's the same kind of thing. It became bottle and became unbottle. Okay. Anyway, so that's Rava's proof for his team.
And that's the halacha?
Wait. The halacha is like Rava, but wait. Amr of Hamnuna, the next of Hamnuna says, okay, where do I get my opinion from? That we say once it's possible, then it stays possible and it can't become pickle. It's not, because we learn in another Mishnah, actually in the same Mishnah, again in Taurus over there. The Mishnah continues there. If you have food which became tome from an avatoma, so therefore it, in other words, it became a rishon. and other food that became tumah, other food that became tumah with a vlada tumah, meaning that it became tumah from a rishon, and now it's sheni. And Rashi learns over here that what we're talking about is that we're not talking about a complete kabeta of each one, we're talking about a half a kabeta of each one. So a half a kabeta of rishon and a half a kabeta of sheni. Different than our previous case where it was a complete kabeta of each. We'll see in effect. Well, then those two will combine together, but only to be able to be metame according to the more lenient one. Meaning, in other words, what we say is, in other words, if you have a rishon and sheni, mix a half kabeta of rishon, a half kabeta of sheni mixed together, then it becomes a sheni. Unlike in the previous case where you had a full kabeta of each one and it becomes a rishon. Now, Rashi learns the reason for that is because because in order for food itself to become tamei, you can have, it can be the tamei, no matter, food can become tamei regardless of the amount, Rashi says. Even a tiny amount of food is able to become tamei. But to be mitamei, or the food, you need a complete kabeta. Therefore, only when they combine together for a complete kabeta is it able to be the tamei, or the food.
One second. To receive
to receive tumah. To receive tumah, any amount. Even if you have the Rambam, holds like Rashi in that also. The Rambam writes, for example, that even if you have one single sephid, for example, that touches tumah, it would become tummy. But to be mitame, to transfer tumah to other food, that you need a kabeta. That's how Rashi learns. Therefore, that's what the point is, therefore, that here, when you have a half kabeta of one and a half kabeta of the other, then it only, now that it's combined together and you have a kabeta, then it only has the din of a sheni, because only then is it able to transmit tumah to other food.
And applying it to people.
Well, let's see. My lab afagav da hader malyas. Well, continues Rav Hamnuna, on the face of it then, wouldn't we say that the Mishnah is talking about that it remains a sheni, even if afterwards you added more to it, even if you added, let's say, more rishon afterwards. So again, you had half of the base of rishon, half of the base of sheni. We're saying it becomes a sheni. On the face of it, even if you were to add another half to base of rishon afterwards, it would still remain sheni. Which means that it's not called a veneer. Which means that it didn't wake up with it. Because the Mishnah didn't say otherwise. So therefore, we should assume the Mishnah is saying generically that it became a sheni, and there's no making it into a rishon unless you mix in another whole kabeta of rishon all at once.
Can a kabeta of rishon make a sheni rishon?
No, it won't make it a rishon. No. But the argument is, if we were to say that malye, that if you were to fill in another half kabeta of rishon, if we were to say, how would we say it becomes a rishon only if cause of a nir? And the Mishnah is not telling us that it can. Therefore, Rav Hamnuna assumes it can't. Once it became sheni, then that's it. That original rishon became sheni by being bottled in the sheni. Well, therefore, that's it. So we see that's not cause of a near. We see there's no vayikas kiyoshin, so therefore not like Rav. So by the same logic, should apply to Pigel. Okay, so Tosfos has a different opinion. Tosfos brings over here that Rabbi Natam holds that actually no, and the Tosfos has a long discussion about it in Shabbos, and even there seem to be other places in Shas where maybe Rashi himself also says this, that less than a kabeta is not able to be matamet other food. Tosfos wants to say that actually midrabanan it can.
But still,
we have to be talking about over here on the bottom level as well. Nevertheless, it's still something we have to talk about. I mean, you have to realize, wow, a lot of the dinim of food and drink becoming tamei are drabanan anyway. I mean, midaraisa, there is the basic concept that food can become tamei. But for example, midaraisa, one food is not able to be mitamei another food. Food can be mitamei drinks. Drinks can be mitamei food. But midaraisa, there's no transfer of tumah from one food to the other. That whole concept only exists in Abba. So when we talk about over here, about food, let's say flour, for example, that's rishon, and flour touching
food
other...
Food cannot become other food midaraisa?
Mm-hmm.
And liquid cannot
be mitama other liquid midaraisa either.
Any liquid.
Yeah, well, any of the seven liquids. Seven liquids, right. But midaraisa, no. So there's a lot of these dinim we're talking about are Abba. We learn it from Stokim in Parshas Shemini, I don't remember the exact details. You might have a whole study about it and stuff. But that's how it is. Midaraisa. The whole concept that one food, that one solid food can be mechama another solid food, or one liquid be mechama another liquid, is dinabam. So Tosfos learns over here. So Tosfos has a different understanding. So as we go through the Gemara, we'll talk about how Tosfos understands it. But anyway, the point is, so Rav Amnuna points out, you see from there, on the face of it, since the Mishnah doesn't specify, that even though you have another half a kazayas of Rishon afterwards, it still remains shame. Which means it's not chaz of an ear, not like Rav says. Like Mar says, no, not necessarily. Jumma delay hoga ma'al. No, maybe the Mishnah is only talking about you didn't add any more Rishon. So therefore, of course, the Rishon is buffalo machine. The Mishnah is not addressing it. We assume that the Mishnah could be talking about you add more Rishon, but the Mishnah doesn't specify one way or the other. So you can answer, that's not a proof, not necessarily. The Mishnah may not be addressing the case if he added more Rishon. Maybe a Neo would be called of a Neo, like Rava says, we don't have a proof. So no proof one way or the other. Okay, so again, Tosfos has a somewhat different understanding of what we're talking about over here. I'd skipped a couple of lines before. But Rav Amnuna had answered when Rava had brought his proof before from the Kabeza of Rishon and Kabeza of Sheni. Rav Amnuna Omar halson ikashiura hachal lakashiura. The difference is that over there you did have a complete shiur of Rishon. Therefore, once you combine it together, sure, it retains its original status. Here, you never had a kabeza of, a kazayas, rather, of pigul all at once. So therefore, you can't argue that it was combined together. So again, Rashi learns that the point of mentioning a shear is that you need a complete, kabeza in order to be metame other food. Tosfos, who doesn't hold a bat, who holds that midrash bottom, can be metame other food, even if less than a kabeza. Tosfos therefore learns differently. So therefore, Tosfos explains, no, when we say ikashiura, we're not talking about the original thing, we're talking about the second thing. Because the second thing has enough of a shiur by itself, namely the sheni, therefore it makes it possible for the kabeza of Rishon to separate from it and go join together with something else. So therefore, when you separate them and then combine them, recombine them and whatever, as opposed to over here, you could argue, says Ramnuna, when it comes to pigul and fossil, you could argue over here, says Ramnuna, that the fact that you only have a half a kazayat of shkot l'makayimai, that half a kazayat is holding on too strongly to the first half kazayat of pigul to allow it to separate, because they make up a complete kazayat, which is a shear, to allow it to separate and go together with something else. There you have a complete kazayat of Rishon and a complete kazayat of Shem. Huge. No, so that's what Ramnuna argues against Rava's proof. You want to bring a proof from that case, but the difference is, again, according to Rashi, the proof is because there you have a complete kabeza, which all by itself is able to be metame, which a complete kabeza all by itself is able to be metame, whereas over here you don't have at any point a complete kabeza of pigle together, a complete kazai of pigle together, because you have first one, then a break, then something else. According to Tosfos, the point is that in that case you have a whole kabeza of shame. Which therefore, since you have a kabeza of Rishon, a kabeza of Sheni, it allows the first kabeza to separate and go join together with something else, as opposed to over here not. So then Rav Amnuna brings, and now Rav Amnuna says, where do I get mine? Of course, you can't disagree with the Mishnah, but he says that's no proof, because there you have a complete kabeza of each one, whereas here you don't. And of Rav Amnuna Manam in Allah, so Rav Amnuna says, I'll bring it from the same Mishnah, where we talk about in that Mishnah about less than a kizayis of each one. So he says, my lam abgab the hoder malye. Doesn't that mean that even if you afterwards added more rishon, it still remains a sheni? And the answer is, look, not necessarily can he use that as a proof, because maybe the Mishnah is only talking about over there where you didn't add any more rishon. But had he added any more rishon, maybe it would become a rishon.
So where does he get it from?
So that he gets it from assuming that Mishnah is talking about even if other Malia. But Rava can answer, which is that he added more Rishon. Because Rava would answer that still, the Mishnah doesn't say that. So not necessarily is the Mishnah addressing that case.
So basically, the Mishnah doesn't say that, so I believe that there was a
yes.
possible amount.
Yes.
The other says the Mishnah didn't say that. So I don't believe there was a problem.
Yes. And as far as the previous part of the Mishnah, Rava used it as, Rava used the case of the kabeta of each one, as a proof for him. And if I'm going to point it out, the case where you have a kabeta of each is different than over here where you never had a complete kazayas together. Okay. So each one has his opinion, but no proof. Right. When Rav Dimi came, he said, so now we're going to have more opinions on the subject. We have so far, we have Rava, we have Rav Hamnuna, now we're going to have other opinions. He also said of Dini Omar, when Rabbi Dini came from Eretz Yisrael, he said that the Dini is like this. Chatzizayis chutzam koyme, v'chatzizayis chutzuz mane, v'chatzizayis chutzuz mane. Suppose you have a slightly different order than what we were saying before. Before we were saying chutzuz mane, chutzam koyme, chutzuz mane. How about if you had first a half chatzizayis chutzam koyme, then a half chatzizayis chutzuz mane, then another chatzizayis half chutzuz mane? Tony, Bakapara Pigel, Bakapara teaches a Braisa that in that case it will be Pigel. Now you could argue on the face of it the same thing because you had, to begin with, you had a Kazayas of Chutzah Mekoyma and Chutzah Mana combining together to make a Kazayas. However, Rav Dimi says, no, Bakapara would hold in Chatzizayas, Moyel, but Mokham Kazayas. A half a Kazayas is not able to have any effect against a full Zayas. So therefore, in other words, what he would say is that since you have the two of Zman next to each other, adjacent to each other, then they are able to combine. We don't say the first half Kazayas Chutzah Zmanai will combine with the one Chutzah Mekayim, right? Because since right after it you have another Kazayas Chutzah Zmanai, then those two will combine together. But in other words, it comes out that Rav Dimi would understand that Bar Kapara is saying, not like Rava, but rather like Rav Hamnuna, because where you do have a separation between them, they're not going to be able to combine. The only case, he says, where that Bar Kapara would say, where they're able to combine, is where you have the two half kizaisim of Chutzah Zmanai adjacent to each other. Rav Ashi Masniha, Ravin Omar, he also Ravin Omar, then when Ravin came, he said, I have a different version of what Bar Kapara said. Chatzizayis chutzuz manev, chatzizayis chutzuz manev, chatzizayis chutzuz manev, right? No, only when is Tony Bar Kapara Tigel, when would Bar Kapara say it's Tigel and say, ein chatzizayis moel b'mokham kazayis, that a half kazayis would not be effective against the kazayis, would be only if the two for chutzuz manev was first. First the chatzizayis chutzuz manev, then another chatzizayis chutzuz manev. In other words, first he had in mind chatzizayis chutzuz manev, then he had in mind for another chatzizayis chutzuz manev, then only then did he have in mind chatzizayis for mekayim, for chutzuz mekayim. Then it would be pivotal. But in other words, Robin is saying not like Rav Dimi. If you had that the chatzizayis of man was able to combine with something else first, with the chatzizayis of mokhem, then it wouldn't be pigle. The only way where it would be pigle is if we first had a complete kazayis of zman, and only then, which would make it pigle, and only then the half kazayis of mokhem. So that's yet another opinion, because according to Rav Dimi, it wouldn't be like that. According to Rav Dimi, we would say, yes, there was first one of mokhem, and therefore you would think a half kazayis of mokhem. Then you would say, on the face of it, you would say that the half kazayis of Zman would combine with that, and therefore it would be possible. But no, once you only because you have immediately after that another half kazayis of Zman, then we ignore the Mokum one and the two Zman ones combined. Whereas Robin says, no, Robin says that's not what Bar Kapara said. Bar Kapara said the only way for them to combine is if they were first. If they were preceded by a half kazayis of mokhem, then the half kazayis of mokhem will combine with the first half kazayis of zman, and therefore it'll be kossel, and therefore it'll be make it kossel, not figgle. So not like Rava, and not like Rav Hamnuna either, actually. Yeah. So that's opinion number four. Rav Ashi Masnihok, then Rav Ashi learns yet a fifth way of learning it. Chatzizayis chutzuz manai, chatzizayis chutzuz manai, Zikazayis. So first he has a chatzizayis having in mind chutzuz manai. Then, Ravashi. Then the kazayis. Then he has in mind about a full kazayis, where he has in mind about that. Not where he's saying a half kazayis of this, a half kazayis of that, but within one kazayis itself, he has in mind chatzizayis chutzuz manai, the chatzizayis chutzuz manai, half chutzuz manai, half chutzuz manai. In other words, there's no one after the other. He's saying on the same kazayis that it will be half one, half the other. Then that is when Tony Bar Kapara pigle. That's when Bar Kapara would say that's pigle because ain't chatzizayis mo'ev mokhem kazayis, because a half kazayis can't be effective against the kazayis. But only in that case, says Rav Ashi, would that be the din. Because there you have, he didn't specify saying a half kezias of this, a half kezias of that. He specified saying one complete kezias, of which half will be one and half will be the other. In other words, Rashi learns that Rav Ashi, unlike the previous two Amoraim, basically holds like Rav. Vayikatz ki yoshen ha-pigol, the pigol can wake up. But Rav Ashi goes beyond Rav, that even if you had man and mokim in mind, in the same state, it wasn't that he said chatzi zayis of one, chatzi zayis of the other, which are two separate states. He made one statement that includes the both of them. Nevertheless, that half kezias of chutzos manor is able to combine together with the original chutzos of chutzos manor that he said, and therefore it's able to become pigul. Rava wouldn't necessarily agree with that. Rava would say that you have to at least have made three separate statements. So Rav Ashi is saying you only made two statements, but nevertheless, the half kezias from the second statement is able to combine together with the half kezias of the first statement. Not like the middle.
I mean, it's like a... Who is it?
Well, so it's like Rava, but going beyond. It's like Rava, but going beyond Rava.
Beyond Rava?
Beyond Rava, because Rava would say that only if you had three separate statements, only if you had separate statements on the two half kezias of a figure, of a chutzos manos, only then can they combine to make a figure. Whereas Rav Ashi is saying, you can take his one statement about that half of it is going to be, half of it is going to be chutzos manos, and half of it is going to be chutzos mekaymos, but it's all one statement, that it's kezias, and break that one statement up into two, and therefore say that you have a half kezias of chutzos manos, which will combine together with the previous with the earlier one of chutzos manos and make a pig. Okay, so we have five different opinions on the subject. So the Rambam just says as follows. The Rambam says that if you had in mind chafizayis zman, chafizayis mokum, and then chafizayis zman, that's pigul, and v'chein, the same thing, if he thought about half a chafizayis with zman, and then a kezias chetia machshavas of zman, chetia machshavas of mokum, there is a pigul, which means basically that he holds like Rav Ashi.
There's a chetia
kezias of zman. Chetia of zman, and then a kezias, of a full kezias, of which half is zman and half is mokum. Half, yeah. So again, so you have two statements rather than three, then it'll also be pigul, which means that the Rambam basically learns, the Rambam on the face of it is learning like Rav Ashi. So you have some of the Achronim talk about that maybe the Rambam is only holding like Rava and whatever. Okay, on the face of it he's going like Rav Ashi, because as Rashi says, it apparently Rav Ashi agrees with Rava and goes beyond. And usually the halacha is like the lady from Rabbi and Rabbi is on, and on the halacha is usually like the lady of Amaroyim. Rav Ashi is later than all these Amaroyim that we mentioned. Okay. Fine. Amar Abyanai, another din, chishiv shiichlu klovim l'masa. What if the person had in mind that dogs will eat a kezias of it tomorrow? So not human beings, but that he's going to feed it to dogs tomorrow. Does that make it pigul or not? Is that a machshavas man? The answer is yes, pigul. It's a valid machshavas man, and therefore it's considered pigul. Well, Tosfos points out that in the next parak, for example, we're going to talk about that. Let's say he has in mind that tmeim are going to eat it, then that's not considered pigul. So on the face of it, Tosfos says, why should dogs eating it be more effective than tmeim eating it? But yeah, so Tosfos leaves it as a question.
Yeah, tmeim. He has in mind that
if he has in mind that tmeim are going to eat it, then that doesn't make it pigul. So first, let's ask the question: so why should it be? Yes. So was it why should it be any different with dogs? Yes. The Tosfos leaves the question open. I've heard him talk about a couple of possibilities. One of them, the Shidduch Kabbetzes talks about some of them. Well, among them are tmeim. You can't force them to eat it. With a dog, you can give it to. So it is pigul dichtiv, as we have a pasuk that says that he's devil yerchlo akvavim bechelik Yisrael. It's described by devil, the wife of Achav, that is for her rishus, Eliyahu HaNavi said a nevuah about her. He's devil will be eaten by the dogs in the area of Yisrael, which in fact happened. Her whole body, except her, So what happened was, in the end, when Yehu mounted his coup and then overthrew Ahab's family. By the time Ahab was dead, but there was a son Yehoram who was ruling, but Yehu killed him, wiped out the whole family, and then went to the palace over there, and had his devil thrown out the window, and then later on, so by the time they came to bury her, all that was left of her, it says, was her skull and the palms of her hands and the soles of her feet, which was a famous medrash in Pirkei Avot Yehuda that said why she deserved it. Those parts remained intact, is because the one good thing she used to do is when there was a wedding, she would go and dance in front of the chasam kai, in front of the kala, and shake her head to entertain the kala, and wave with her hands and dance with her feet. Therefore, her head and her hands and feet were spared being eaten by the dogs, and therefore they were buried properly. But anyway, the point is that the pasuk described the eating of her flesh as eating by the dogs as eating. So therefore, we see that that's considered achila. Now, Tosfos brings up the point. I mean, obviously, you can talk about animals eating things. You have Tia Kultura, Chalak Kultura, for example, from last week's Pasha. The Chiddush is, though, the reason why the Gemara had to bring this topic is because the Gemara wants to show a topic where we see that eating meat, that dogs eating meat is considered eating.
Anything else than meat is not?
Well, anything, if they're eating, if it's animals eating, like plants from the ground or whatever, obviously that's considered eating. We find many stuff in where that's described as eating. But to find a pasuk where we see that dogs eating meat is described as eating, that we don't find so simple. Acharonim talk about the idea, in other words, because the Gemara discusses elsewhere, the Gemara discusses in elsewhere the question, is a dog considered a chaya or a behemoth? Is it fundamentally a wild animal or a domesticated animal? Okay, you have different ways of looking at it. Now, so for behemoth,
wolves are considered dogs.
I mean, wolves are not dogs. Wolves are wolves. Dogs are dogs. No, they're not considered animals. So if they're considered domesticated animals, then yeah, domesticated animals, it is unusual for them to eat meat. Therefore, you would think dogs are in that category as well. That's why we need to bring a special topic to that effect. If you say that dogs are wild animals, okay, it's not a fish. Wild animals, of course. Anyway, the point is that she was at a shas. She worshipped Avodah Zarah. She brought Avodah Zarah all over the country. She had as many as possible of the Nevi'im of Hashem executed that she could get her hands on. Whatever ones she could get her hands on. I don't know. We know that Elio was still around. We know Avadia was still around. And Avadia hit 100 Nevi'im in caves. That's it. Anyway. Okay.
She was Jewish?
She was actually the daughter of Esbal Melech Tidonim. She was the daughter of the king of Sidon. So on the face of it, that means she was a goita. On the other hand, though, the fact is, she had children with Ahab, who afterwards succeeded him, and we don't find anything in the pasuk implying that they weren't Jews, so it must be that she was Nisgaya. It must be that she was Nisgaya, as the Rambam discusses elsewhere in connection, in Hilchos Issur Aviyah, the Rambam discusses in connection with Shlomo's wife, Shimshon's wife, that the Geirus wasn't necessarily done in the proper way, in the sense you need to make sure the person is doing Geirus for the right reasons rather than just because they want to marry a Jew or something. In this case, evidently it wasn't, but against for some period of time after her Geirus, she kept mitzvahs, and afterwards she went back. Yeah. Anyway. Okay. Maski for Rabbani, so Rabbani asks on that, if you're telling me then that dogs eating can be considered eating on the basis of that pasuk, Elamata, by your logic, Chishiv Shetechleu Eish L'machar, what if he has in mind that he's going to burn that meat in fire tomorrow? And we know that fire burning something is also described as eating in a pasuk, Yishtechleu Eish L'indubach, as the pasuk says, let a fire that doesn't need blowing on to make it larger, let such a fire eat him. Consume him. Hakanami to pigle. Are you going to say that if you have in mind that the meat is going to be burnt tomorrow, that'll be pigle? V'chitema hakanami. So you might say maybe yeah. Can't. V'hotznam. You learn in our Mishnah. Lechokachazizayis lachakachazizayis kosher. We said if you haven't, you said in our Mishnah. If you have in mind that you're going to eat a half of kazayis tomorrow and you're going to burn the other half of kazayis on the mizbeach, then it's kosher. It's not pigle. She'en achidav akhtarim etzavim. Because eating and burning don't combine. So in other words, Rabbi Ami is asking, even though fire consuming something is also described using the verb ochal in Tanakh, nevertheless it's not considered eating. So the same thing, just because dog eating is described with the verb ochal, what does that mean? The answer is ida akka b'loshan achila hakinami. As a matter of fact, yes, it could combine if he uses the expression of eating. If he were to say, I intend that I will eat half the size of it, and the fire will eat, will consume the other half of it, that will make it tigul. Talk of my skin, and what is the Mishnah talking about? The Aftab Lashon Haftarah is if he used the expression that I will burn it. The Lashon Achila Lachod, the Lashon Haftarah Lachod. So because then yes, the eating and burning are two different words, so therefore they're separate things. But yes, if he were to use the expression eating, if he were to use the expression eating on both of them, I will eat it and the fire will, I will eat a half the size and the fire will eat, then it will combine and it will be considered tigul. So by the same logic, if he says, if he says that a dog will eat a kazayas of it, then yes, that counts. That counts to make him tigul. Yeah. Boy, Rav Ashi. Okay, Rav Ashi asks the question now as follows, or Rav Ashi, it says on the side over here. Chishiv lecho kazayas v'shnei b'nei adam lahu. What if he has in mind that two people together are going to eat a kezayis? Each one is going to eat part of the kezayis. Mamu, what would be that? What would be the din there? Is it, can it become pigul thereby? Basam achshav azlinin, do we go according to his thought? The ikka shiura, where after all there is a shiur there, because he thought about a complete kezayis. By basam achshav azlinin, or do we go according to the poor people who eat it, the lekka shiura, and then you don't have a shiur, because neither one is eating a full kezayis. Amar Abaya toshim.
Tonight,
we just said if each one is eating a half kezayis, if a kezayis is being eaten between two people, it means neither one is eating a full kezayis. I'm going to buy a toshma. Rabbi says, come, I'll bring a proof from our Mishnah. We said, lecho kachatizayis, lahakta kachatizayis. If he had in mind that he's going to eat a half kezayis and burn a half kezayis, great, kosher, then it's kosher. Chain achilav aktorim etzatim, because eating and burning, when he uses the expression of burning, don't combine. Ha, which seems to imply lechol v'lechol dumya d'lechol v'lachter, but if he said that should be eaten and eaten by two different people, which is similar in that way to lechol v'lachter, the heichi dumya, and what would be the scenario of lechol v'lechol, the shnei b'nei adam, where it's two different people on the face of it, it's fine. Then apparently it would combine.
From the implication,
not the previous discussion so much, but the implication of what the Mishnah says. The Mishnah is saying, when doesn't it combine? When you have achila and aktara, which are two different verbs. But implying that if it was achila and achila, not only if we had achila for Adam and achila for Mizbeach, but also if we have achila between two different people, so even though neither one... Achila scalab or something else, so the point is, in other words, so it would combine. So it would combine. So that's what Abaya says. Therefore, so it's Shmamina. So that proves that they do combine. So even though you're having two different people eat it, nevertheless it's still considered one complete kezayis he had in mind, and therefore it becomes tigul. Or if it was cooked from a kaimer then pop. Okay. Boy, Rava. Okay. Now Rava asks another question. What if he had in mind to eat a kezayis, one person by himself, he has in mind he's going to eat a kezayis, but he has in mind that he's going to eat it during a time of more than kedei achilas pras. He has in mind when he's bringing the korban, when he's doing one of the avodas, he has in mind, he intends that he's going to eat a full kezayis of it outside of the chutzpah's manai, which on the face of it makes it tickle. But the wrinkle is that he has in mind that he's going to eat it during the time longer than kedei achilas pras. Where normally we know in halacha eating is only the kedei achilas pras. So mavu,
what is it?
Well, that's mavu. What would be the din? Would it become tickle? Lachilas. The question is lachilas gavoya midaminimai. Do we compare it to the eating, the consuming of the korban by Hashem, meaning on the Mizbeach, where there's no specific amount of time it has to be burned in? You could bring the emurim and they could be burned in a few minutes, or they could take hours to burn. And it doesn't make any difference. Oh, lachilas hediyah midaminimai. Or do we compare it to the achilas hediyah, where normally in halacha you have to have, for something to be considered achilah, it has to be the achilas pras. That's the question. Which one are we comparing it to? What do you mean, how can we compare? Because the fact is, we're talking about lechol. He's talking about to eat. So therefore, maybe it has to be.
There's no cross for the mizbeach, he just said.
For the mizbeach, there's no limit. But for the person, there is. So maybe when we're talking about over here, about him himself, that he has in mind to eat a kezayis, then in order for it to be pigul, it would have to be that he had in mind that it's going to do it within kedei achilas pras. Okay, Tosfos asks the question, what about, we learned in the Mishnah, we have the case where he has in mind that he's going to do chafizayis b'chut and chafizayis l'mohar, and on the face of it, therefore, b'chut means today, that he's going to do a half of his eyes, and l'mohar, he's going to do the other half of his eyes tomorrow, and he said that they combine to make the korban possible. The answer is, Tosfos says, maybe that part of the Mishnah is only talking about burning. Maybe that part of the Mishnah is not talking about eating. The other parts of the Mishnah are talking about either eating or burning. That particular part maybe is only
talks about eating.
That when the Mishnah says, we had one of the cases in the Mishnah where he had in mind that he was going to eat half kazayis b'chut and a half of kazayis l'machor, or vice versa, we said the two of them combined together to make the korban possible, but not table.
Right.
Now on the face of it, those are on two different days. Well, that's on the face of it, it's about eating in that case, and then we should have the answer to that. Tosfos says, not necessarily. That part of the Mishnah may be talking about only about burning. Maybe, according to the question we have over here, according to Rava's question over here, on one side of the question anyway, maybe you could say that that if in fact he had in mind that he's going to eat half of his eyes in it today, and another half of his eyes with him, and another half of his eyes, then maybe it wouldn't combine the same way as the thing over here over more than a kadesh or a staff. It doesn't combine.
We don't know.
We can't prove it one way or the other from the Mishnah, anyway. Okay. I'm going to buy a Toshma. That buyer says, come on, bring a proof from, we said in the Mishnah, Lechok Chazizayis Lachak Chazizayis. Again, we said, the Mishnah said, if he had in mind, he's going to eat a half Chazayis and burn the other half Chazayis. Kosher. We said, She'en Achilavak Torah Mitzatim, because eating and burning don't combine together, because they're two different verbs. Again, time of the lechol actor. Why are we saying it's not possible with pigul? Is because he has in mind to eat versus to burn a half kazayis of each one. Lechol mitzadef. Apparently, though, if he had in mind two different eatings, then it would be mitzadef. Now the point is v'haktara v'yos mitzvah l'shtasu. Now the point is though, haktara on the face of it takes place in more than kedach l'shtas. Because again, haktara there's no particular time limit to. You could have haktara could be done immediately, but you could also have that it could take hours.
It has to be in a pras.
Well, usually actually has to be in a pras, but that's
or
the question. That's the question. That Abaya is saying, since the Mishnah is comparing and contrasting achila and haktara, that implies the only difference between them is the verb, achila or haktara. But if you were to have in mind achila in the same sense that haktara takes place, which is that it takes a long time, then it would still work. So therefore, yes, the answer would be that it does work. They do combine together. Yes, the Gemara says not necessarily, because Dilma behesit gadol, because you could answer, maybe the haktara that the Mishnah is talking about is where there's a big fire, where it gets burned very quickly. Not necessarily would the Mishnah be addressing a case where there's a small fire and therefore it takes a long time to burn. So maybe you could answer, the achila is something that has to be similar to the typical haktara which takes place with a large fire. You wouldn't necessarily know what happens with a small fire. So therefore, we have no answer to Rava's question. However, the Rambam paskins that they do combine together after more than a kedesh l'shtas, which leads to the question why the Rambam would say that. So there's a couple of different approaches. One of them is that the Rambam may have held that the answer over here, Jumal Behesit Gadol, is kind of a doseness. We're using it, we could deflect it. You can't necessarily prove from the Mishnah. But it's a weak answer. The fact is, the Mishnah is not specifying, so therefore it could just as well be Behesit Gadol, a small fire. And therefore, and the Mishnah is saying Achila and Asara, implying therefore that the Achila could be even with more than Kedah Asara.
Asara has to be a big fire.
No, that's the point. We're saying, typically it would be, but it could just as well be a small fire. Yeah.
It can.
So that's one explanation why the Rambam may hold that way. There is also a good deal of discussion, starting with Tosfos and then continuing through a lot of the Achronim about the whole question. If we said before that two people combining together can combine together, two people, we said that you're gonna give a half kazayis to each one, and that's enough to make it pigle, shouldn't it be all the more so that you have one person eating it in more than kedesh l'shtas? If even across two people it combines together, how much more so one person in a time greater than kedesh l'shtas? Why is Rava even asking the question?
Two people eating 30 kazayis.
Right. Are able to combine together to make it pigle, how much more so one person eating it in more than kedesh l'shtas? So why is Rava even asking the question? So again, you have a few of the two offensive guys doing after those spots. But okay, but still two different people on the face of it. Kadaka Lestrasse on the face of it is only relevant when one person is eating it. So yeah, there's a good deal of discussion about that. One of the answers is, in fact, that yes, we can say that Kadaka Lestrasse can combine across two people, which, by the way, comes up in the halacha of Kiddush. When you have, if the person who's making Kiddush himself doesn't drink Roiv Kodesh and giving it to other people, if you have two different people joining together to drink it, that might be good enough as long as they do it. The Kadaka Lestrasse.
Of one prop or each one?
No, in other words, each one within a Kadaka Lestrasse of the previous one. Or in the case of liquid, that could be
Kadesh Tia through this.
No, it's one immediately after the other.
What about
Matzah? I mean, Matzah is a different thing. Each person has a mitzvah to Kazai. That's a different thing. But when we're talking about Kiddush, for example, or when we're talking about Korbanos, where the mitzvah is that the Korban be eaten, or the idea is that the Kiddush wine be drunk, then you can argue that, yes, two people can combine together to drink it, as long as they do it, as long as one finishes drinking within Kadesh of the Sprat.
But if you just drink wine, then...
That's fine.
That's
fine, but nevertheless, still, I mean, the same shiur applies. So, okay, so anyway, that's one way of looking at it. Another way of looking at it is maybe the difference is maybe when we're talking about it, you're eating it in a time more than Kadesh of the Sprat. Some of the Akronim want to learn that maybe we're talking about eating it very slowly, which is not necessarily a normal way of eating it, whereas two people eating it, each one is eating in a normal way, they're eating less than a kazayas, so therefore the two questions are not necessarily related. And then some of them are social guests, they just, okay, Rava hadn't heard of Ravasi's question. Okay, fine. Okay. Then we said in the Mishnah, again, we quoted the line, Lecho Kachatiz Ayis, Lahakki Kachatiz Ayis Kosher. We said that if you had in mind that he's going to eat a half Kazayas Chutzlus Manos, and to brew in a half Kazayas Chutzlus Manos, then the Korban is kosher, because they don't combine, because Achiva and Achtara don't combine together. So let's analyze that. Taima Lecho Lahakki. The reason why we're saying it's kosher is only because he used two different terms, Lecho and Lahakki. But apparently, if he were to have in mind that he's going to eat a half a kazayas of the meat and eat another half a kazayas of the parts that are normally supposed to be burnt on the back, the parts that are not normally eaten, apparently in the status, that apparently it would combine. The problem with that is, Akatani Resha, but didn't we learn earlier in the Mishnah, Lechol, a Shadaka Lechol, the status, that only if he has in mind to eat what's normally eaten, and it was not the Imurim, only then does it work after Dr. Lachalain chain Dr. Lut. Only if it's something that's normally eaten, the actual meat, not the Imurim. So the two parts of the mission, it seems to contradict the implications of the two parts of the mission, it seems to contradict each other. The first part of the mission says only what's not naturally, but what's supposed to be eaten in other words, as opposed to what's burnt on the back. And the other part of the Mishnah implies, by saying Achila and Achtara, implies as long as he had in mind Achila, wouldn't matter whether it's Dovah Shadaka Lechol or not. Either way, the Korban is Pigel, as long as he had in mind a complete Kazayas. Amar Rav Yehuda Hamani Rav Eliezer. So Rav Yehuda says, yes, this part of the Mishnah has to be according to Rav Eliezer, to Amar, where he says, as we learned before, Machashu Nachila Sodom, Lachilus Mizbeach, Machilus Mizbeach, Lachilus Sodom. It is possible to have machshava between achilas. Is possible to interchange achilas adam and achilas mizbeach. It is possible to have in mind. It is possible to make a korban tigel or possible by having in mind that you're going to eat the parts that are burned on the mizbeach, or that you're going to burn on the mizbeach parts that are meant for people to eat.
It is possible.
He says that it's possible. This now, as we learn in the Mishnah, in the next verse. And we learned it before. Shechet the zavach, lechol davar shein dagol lechol. He shechs the korban, having in mind that he eats something which is not normally eaten, or lahakki davar shein dagol lechol, or to burn something that's not normally burned, kosher, because according to the chachamim, as we learned before, the limud according to them, you can't combine achilas adam and achilas mizbeach. Each one has its own separate thing. Where it's not combined, but you can't interchange them. Rather, you can't. It's not pigel if you had in mind you're going to eat from the emurim or that you're going to burn from the meat on the back. Rabbi Eliezer place, whereas Rabbi Eliezer says it's possible. So therefore, this part of the Mishnah, that gives us this implication that no matter what you had in mind to eat, as long as it's the full kazayin, it will be pigel, that part goes according to Rabbi Eliezer. Abaya says no. Afila Tamer Abana, no, you could say this part of the Mishnah also goes according to the Chachamim. Because no, don't say that the implication of the Mishnah is that if you had in mind to eat something that's supposed to be eaten as well as to eat something that's not supposed to be eaten, Don't say that that's the implication that the Mishnah is implying by mentioning Achila Bach Torah as opposed to Achila and Achila. Ella Eimer, no, rather say the implication of the Mishnah is the implication is that if he had in mind that he's going to eat a half a kazayas, and he had again in mind that he's going to eat another half a kazayas, then they combine. You shouldn't think that having in mind only half a kazayas at a time, they don't combine. No, they do combine. Adam and Aleph, we have the five opinions of Amarayim, where they can combine maybe even a quote with something in between, and we have the different opinions over there. But at any rate, our Mishnah says Abaya is implying that at the very least, you can have a thought of half a kazayas lamachar, and then again another half a kazayas lamachar are able to combine. That everybody agrees to in the Machlokes of Rambam.
A half a kazayas today and a half a kazayas tomorrow.
No, a half a kazayas tomorrow and another half a kazayas tomorrow. In other words, you shouldn't think that maybe to be capable, he has to have in mind a whole kazayas at a time. No, it's enough if he has in mind a half a kazayas and then another half a kazayas.
Yes, so
that would be the implication of the Mishnah.
When he has a half a kazayas tomorrow and another one tomorrow, sorry, both the kazayas at the same time.
That's the point. As if he had in mind a half kazayas today and a half kazayas tomorrow, that was the case with the Mishnah said. If he had in mind today, half kazayas today, chutzul mekoymer, and another half kazayas tomorrow, chutzul manoy, then they combine together to make it possible. But not pigle. For pigle, you need a complete kazayas of lamach. But the point is, Abaye is saying, the implication of the Mishnah, when the Mishnah mentions that ein achilav akharam esparfin, don't deduce from that it means that if you would have in mind to eat the emurim, that it would combine together. Which is what Rabbi Eliezer would say. No, the implication rather is that it is possible for him to have in mind a half kazayas of the meat and another half kazayas of the meat, and they combine together. Don't think you have to have one machshava of the entire kazayas together. Okay, so the question is, my kamash malan? In that case, then what's the chiddush of the Mishnah? If the Mishnah is telling us that when he has in mind that he's going to eat something that he's going to eat first a half kazayas and then another half kazayas of Jabba Shadaka level, Meresha Shmamina. We already saw that from the first part of the Mishnah, where it said, Kachasizayas Bachos, Possel, that if he has in mind a half kazayas Bachos and a half kazayas Bachos, then it's Possel, implying Kachasizayas Bachos Pigle. But if he had in mind first a half kazayas tomorrow and then another half kazayas tomorrow, then it would be Pigle. So we don't need the Mishnah to be implying that later on. E lechol actor, and if you're talking about where he has in mind that achila and haftara don't combine together, midukya dereisha shmamina. We can derive that from a diuk of the reisha. Namely, the Mishnah said, when did it become pigul? When he had in mind lechol davar shadakir lechol, but lechol davar shein davar lechol is not a machshava. So therefore, a half kazayis of meat and a half kazayis of emurim wouldn't combine together. Because they murim are not davar shadakir lechol. Lechol davar shadakir lechol ein. Only if you had in mind something that's normally eaten. Not if you had in mind
to eat something that's not normally eaten. And you could make a kabbal chomer. Hashta is now considerable. Mal lechol v'lechol davar shein davar lechol. One is starter.
If you're going to tell me that even if he has in mind to eat half kazayas of meat, and then to eat half a kazayas of emurim, lo nistaref, and let's say the Mishnah is implying that's not nistaref, lechol lahakim boy. Why would the Mishnah have to be telling us that explicitly, that if you had in mind to eat and to burn, that it wouldn't combine together? You can deduce it from the first part of the Mishnah. So therefore, on the face of it, we're back to that why is it saying lechol lahakim, because the Mishnah seems to be implying that no, that according to Rabbi Eliezer, if you had in mind lechol lahakim, does it not combine, but lechol to eat some of the meat and then to eat some of the emurim would combine. Now, the answer is no. So therefore, that would mean that the last part of the Mishnah is like Rabbi Eliezer, like we said before. Abaya is trying to say not. So the question is, according to Abaya, how are you understanding the Mishnah? According to Abaya, the Mishnah doesn't need to tell us lechol lahakir doesn't combine, from which we would deduce that lechol the lechol does that lechol the lechol
double
shadakir lechol combines, because we know that. And it can't be telling us
that
to... We saw that in the nation. And it can't be coming to tell us that Lechel and Lechel was not Dovish Adavka Lechel, because that also we can deduce from the nation. So what would be the Chiddush of the Zayt? The answer is no. It's just, nevertheless, Abaya can say, nevertheless, we need that last part of the Mishnah, because, talk about it for a minute, because you would think like this. Because the difference is, in that case, when he has in mind to eat the Emurim, okay, it's not going to combine together with eating meat. Because he's having in mind to eat something that's not normally eaten. He's having in mind to eat Emurim. Aval Chol, but in the last case of the Mishnah, the Baha'i Ki Ucher, Baha'i Ki Ucher, after all, it is the normal thing to eat the meat. It is the normal thing to burn the Emurim. Able of status, but maybe the Mishnah would tell us, so maybe the Mishnah has to be telling us that Lechel and Lachter aren't going to be the status, because otherwise you would think they should. Why not? You're having in mind about what's supposed to be eaten, that it should be eaten. You're having in mind about what should be burned, that it should be burned.
He said in the race, we know that it would not be
burned. No, we assumed that we can deduce that from the Reisha, but maybe not. Maybe the Reisha is telling us that, the Reisha is telling us, if you had in mind that you're going to eat Basar and you're going to eat Emurim, then they don't combine. Okay, the reason they don't combine is because it's not normal to eat Emurim. So therefore, having in mind that you're going to eat Emurim, a half of Kazayis of that, or even a full Kazayis of that according to Chachamim, is not enough to make a ticket. But if you have in mind Kazayis to eat and Kazayis to burn, you could argue, well, each one is a normal thing to do. It's normal to eat Emurim. It's normal to eat meat. It's normal to burn Emurim. But maybe those should combine together. Kamash Malan. And that, we could argue, that is the Chiddush of the last part of the Mishnah. So therefore, so no proof, therefore, that the Mishnah is telling us that if you had in mind to eat the meat and to eat the Emurim, that it should combine, which would be where everybody else says, no, the Mishnah is telling us that last point, just to tell us that you shouldn't think that eating and burning can combine because each one you're doing the normal thing. So that's it. So therefore we can say, like Abaya said, the last part of the Mishnah is indeed according to the Chachamim and not according to the Rebbe Eliezer.
Only
to come and teach us that eating and burning, even though each one you're doing the normal thing, for that half the night, nevertheless they don't combine because there's two different rules. Right. Two different rules, yeah. Hadron Allah Kalas Vakam Shakib Ladam.